This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hidden power, a focus of what's going on with you and your life. A lot of people like to quietly talk about these sorts of things. There's not much on the radio for people. Once in a while, George Norrie deals with some of these things, and that's sort of a late night. There's a haven for late night. People think late night kooks pay a lot of attention to metaphysical things, to intuition, that sort of... I don't buy that, frankly. I have become quite a disciple of all of this because I think it's important for us to know that we go way beyond. You want to have a mind blower. I don't know how many of you saw this weekend. I meant to talk about it actually earlier, Kara, in our other incarnation, the DJV show. The fact that over the weekend, NASA announced that there is reason to believe. Listen, stop whatever you're doing. Listen to this for a second. That NASA believes through its work on understanding black holes in the universe, and the black holes are basically, they're like vacuum cleaners in the universe. They suck in everything that is around them, and basically the thought is that it all gets destroyed in what we have matter and then antimatter, and everything gets destroyed in the black holes. Well, the feeling is that before the universe that we presently embrace, if that's the right word, that supposedly somebody's figured out is, I think Stephen Hawking says is 19 billion years old since the 19 billion years since the Big Bang. Well, apparently now going on that research, it appears that there was a universe before the present universe, and there may have been one before that. So as there is no time, right, we think about it, and think, if you can, and this is what makes this so fascinating and why it's so important to put your mind in a place that's far beyond what it's used to thinking or going to a place that it isn't used to. Think about the fact that this universe was created 19 billion years ago and has no, it's infinity, no beginning and no end. But there must have been a beginning if there's truth to the fact that there was a universe before that lasted for billions, tens of billions, maybe more. And then before that there was, because there is no time, so it could have, I mean, good God. It's, how do you conceive of that? Very difficult concept. All right, let's get back to a little, maybe a little closer to home here. We'll stretch our mind, but we can only stretch it so far. Cindy Laura Renard is an international speaker on a course in being in having miracles. A Course in Miracles, author of A Course in Health and Well-Being. She's a visionary musical talent as well, spiritual life coach, has a master's degree in spiritual psychology from the University of Santa Monica. Now, I spend much of my time in Santa Monica, and I never realized that there was the University of Santa Monica up on Ocean. Is that where you... No, that's Santa Monica College, though, I think. Isn't it, Cindy? Do you live out there?
Hi, Doug. Yes, I live actually in the West Hollywood area, which is pretty close to Santa Monica.
Yeah,
you're right. It's near Ocean. It's different than Santa Monica College. It's a private school, master's program school. It's called the University of Santa Monica, and that's where I attended.
So how have we missed each other personally? Because I spend the winters usually in Santa Monica. I had three or four homes there over the years. Since 1993, I've spent my winters there. My children both live, one in Hollywood, the other one in Westwood. So sometime you and I need to actually meet. We'll have lunch somehow and figure out more of these things, because you have a fascinating CV, and you have obviously a lot of knowledge. How have you put music together with spirit? How has that worked for you?
Yeah, I've always been drawn to spiritual, uplifting, inspirational type music, and it's just something about the way it helps me connect to source. I've always been drawn to very high energy, if you want to call it that, music. And so I found myself starting in the pop world and then gradually, as I shifted, my spiritual path shifted and I became more interested in spirituality, my music started to follow, started to shift.
Yeah.
Came deeper. Yeah.
Well,
I connect that.
Yeah, and there's a deepness here that we can't avoid under any circumstances. So this is a good place for us to sort of start with your Course in Miracles. The Course in Miracles teaches what? What are you teaching people here?
A Course in Miracles, for people that don't know, is a purely non-dualistic thought system. It's a channeled work, and let's make no mistake about it, I won't hold back. The Course, the voice of the Course, which is a channeled work, the voice is Jesus coming through, came through a woman named Helen Schuckman back in the 60s. She took notes, took everything down. So Jesus is a voice, and he's really teaching in the Course what he was teaching 2,000 years ago. So I just wanted to kind of start with that because it'll help it make sense as we go along, that, you know, Jesus was teaching forgiveness, teaching a non-dualistic thought system, which means that there's only one reality of the seeming two worlds that some of us believe. There's the world of God and then the world of man.
What do you make of what I just said a few minutes ago before you came on, of the existence of the universe, or a universe before this universe and a universe before that? How do you look at that? The energy, the whatever the uniqueness is of that, if it's a being, the energy, that which is greater, far greater than we are. We can't even wrap our heads around that. I don't think we can. Do you think we can?
It's hard to wrap our heads around the idea because we believe so much in time, in linear time.
Mm-hmm.
And as you stated earlier, it's hard to even conceive that there's no time.
Right.
The mind can't really go there. So it's really an experience. And that's what A Course in Miracles directs us towards, an experience that there's actually really no time. Time is an illusion.
But how can that be? We get older. Why, if there's no time, why are we getting older?
Well, it's explained to us that this is a script. It's like you know when you have a dream in bed at night, and I think most people probably could relate to this. When you dream in bed at night and you wake up from a dream, the dream can feel very, very real, very solid. And sometimes you wake up and you feel, well, I feel like that really just happened. Well, the Course is explaining that this is also, it's like a script, it's like a dream. The world is like a dream. We're dreaming it. We've made it up. And it's the false world. It's not the real world. Oftentimes, people who have near-death experiences actually experience that the spirit world is the real world, and this is the dream world.
Well, I remember somebody who was very close to me a few years ago. We were very cozy at the moment, and we were talking at the time about human beings and spirit, and the fact that we were spiritual beings in a human body. But the spiritual being part of us is something that we kind of can grasp, life and the five senses and that sort of thing. But then how do you put into perspective a spiritual being when you can't really remember? It seems counterintuitive. Why don't we remember our past lives so we can grow in each of the incarnations that we find ourselves in? That to a lot of people, but maybe we're just linear. It's linear thinking. Is that the problem?
Yeah, we're very much caught up. We really do truly believe that this is the only existence. At least many of us do. I mean, and I did too, you know, growing up, that this is all there is. And so what a good question, because how then do you realize, or even if it is a dream, how do you wake up then from that? Or how do you get connected? Well, we're all following this script. and there's no way we can really veer off that script. There's nothing that's happening that's not supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the mind is.
But how do you? Then people get sick, or you get involved in relationships with people, and you love them, and then it sort of falls apart. And I don't. I mean, there are a lot of people from the practical point of view. Why do these things happen? What are we learning?
There's we are learning. First of all, that there's a distinction between what we think we are, which the Course calls it the ego. Most of us live with ego.
Mm-hmm.
We're basing our whole lives and our thinking with the ego. And when we do that, we suffer. Because the ego is really the idea of separation, that we believe we're separate from God, we're separate from each other. And that's a false idea. That's an illusion. How you come to this realization over time is through experience. Just your day-to-day experience. Everyone will come to the realization that there is something more. We can't really judge the time frame of that, but everyone will come to that because that is already built in our nature. The truth is built in our minds, the truth meaning what we really truly are in reality, you know, perfect spirit, one with God. That comes to every mind, every being when they're ready to accept that there's something more than just this physical body. And there's and most of us are thinking with our egos. That's what really causes us to suffer. That causes pain in all our relationships because we're still believing in that we're separate. And so we want to make ourselves different and special and unique from other people, that we have something maybe they don't, or we need to get something from them that we don't already have because we don't already feel fulfilled. There's an inherent sense of lack built into the ego system. And most people operate from the ego without realizing it. But once you realize that, you can practice a change of mind, a change of focus, a change of purpose.
We beg the question then of how do you make those changes and address that. Let's talk about that in a moment or two.
Sure.
Cindy Laura Renard is here, author of A Course in Health and Well-Being, My Hidden Power, Your Hidden Power, all of us joining together to sort of get the message here. Here's a message that doesn't require as much thinking. It's more doing on your part, taking yourself to your computer, logging on to MyPillow.com, and signing up for a better night's rest, because the most comfortable pillow in the world comes from MyPillow. You get them at 50% off at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. But there are tons of other things that you can explore there that also are washable and dryable, have the same guarantee. Use it for 60 days. You don't like it, send it back. That could be, I suppose, the same thing with the pet. The pet beds, there is a whole catalog of things, sheets and travel pillows, accessory pillows, all the sorts of things you need to live a comfortable life and have a good night's rest. Because you can't have a comfortable life, have a good life without having a comfortable night's rest. So go to MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. You will guaranteed get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Visit now and take advantage of all the specials on all the things that they have. Great promo. Use that promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through August 31st. Come in today and take advantage of first month's payment credit and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on first month's payment credit and certified pre-owned warranties.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Coming up in a few minutes, our weekly visit with Uri Geller, also our psychic scout. Mary is going to be here, and then we'll have Maria, the astrologer, talking about this full moon that we have this week. We're here to stretch your mind. Having a flexible mind makes navigating life much easier, because you're not thrown off course as easily as others. Although I would say to Cindy Laura Renard, who's the author of A Course in Miracles and A Course in Health and Well-Being, some of these concepts that you're explaining are extraordinarily abstract. And so people have to really get into the weeds, it seems to me, Cora, Cindy, to really understand what it is that you're saying. They have to be willing to change and to understand how to either be changed or to take the action themselves, because these are totally new circumstances. And so when you talk as you do in, and I say this lovingly, abstract terms, how do you manage to bring people into the fold? How do you get them to understand these relatively complex things that you're explaining?
Yeah, this is actually quite a process, this non-dualistic system of the course, again, which I didn't write, but I do teach it. I do teach it. And what drew me to it, Doug, was, you know, I think this will help maybe explain a little bit the idea that this is sort of a lifelong path. Once you get on the path of the spiritual thought system, which is really about, is really about undoing the ego, you know, the false sense of self, you know, and again, when
but how do you recognize you have that problem, Cindy? Isn't that the place you have to, you have to be willing to go inside, and most people not willing to do that.
That's a great question, and one of the ways you do recognize that is that at some point, sometimes it takes something really jarring, something that has to kind of shake you awake, and it could be something that you're going through in your life of, you know, it could be something traumatic, it could be something, whatever it is, that helps you kind of wake up and motivates you to go within.
Yeah, that's what did
it
for me. I started the journey to understand myself about 35 years ago, maybe 30, more than maybe almost 40 years ago. and it has worked, and the energy has continued to grow as I experience more, I don't want to say problems, but opportunities, more experiences of life, life and love and life and the reality of what are you doing and why are you doing it and how are you doing, are you having any impact? I didn't think I was having much impact, but apparently I am.
Yes, you are. Big impact.
Yeah. And so is that part of separating myself from my ego? Ego can, this isn't necessarily always good. Ego can pull you down as well and take away from that which you ought to naturally give yourself credit for.
Yes, it can. Yeah, the ego can be pretty vicious, actually. And, you know, once we recognize, you know, that that's when we, anytime that we feel bad, we feel not peaceful, we feel we're suffering in some way, that does come from an ego-based thinking. And we do have control over our mind. That's the good news. Mm-hmm. We have control over how we're thinking about things, how we're interpreting things, how we're feeling. We might not always feel we have control over what happens in our lives, but we do have control over how we're thinking about it. And that's the real power of this message. Of course, we can change our minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's kind of what it is. That may be the best part of understanding your mind is bigger. It's a sort of a play in a manner of speaking on the old thinking that we only use 10 or 12% of our mind. You might want to check out Cindy's website, cindylaura.com, Cindy Laura, CindyLaura, all one word, CindyLaura.com, to get sort of closer to these ideas that she's explained to us here in this past half hour on Your Hidden Power, 28 past the hour.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna, it's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
We've all got places to go. From work to play. Morning to night, it's go, go, go. And then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all. To keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero Top Tier Certified Quality Fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world is paying tribute to the late John McCain, who died losing a battle with cancer on Saturday. Scott Morrison is the Prime Minister of Australia.
He embodied everything that we respect and value and love about our American friends. It's like the loss of a family member.
Meanwhile, here at home, President Trump faces criticism from some for rejecting a statement in praise of Senator McCain. The Washington Post says top aides wanted to issue a statement remembering McCain as a hero, but President Trump decided instead to send a short tweet offering deepest sympathies and respect to McCain's family. The father of a University of Iowa student allegedly murdered by an illegal immigrant says she was nobody's victim. Molly Tibbetts' father urging people not to politicize her death. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Show today. I'm Doug Steffen now along with Uri Geller, mystifier, motivator, mind master, having a lot of attention in Europe and the Middle East given to him. As a matter of fact, I just saw something about you being on television, but you're always on television, so it probably isn't anything new. What did the? Oh, I know what it was. But I think we talked about it last week, that Turkey, the guys from Turkey that were filming your new museum that you're doing there, and how it was connected to the old Ottoman Empire, right?
Yes, correct. But you know, I was also. I know I'm showing off now on CBS The Morning Show on Sunday.
Oh, right. Yes, yes, yes. I remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, this was about the CIA and the American government getting involved with their parapsychological experiments and how they used psychics to help them discover.
That's an old story, Uri. That's been around. You have been known around the world for having done that for what, 30 years, 40 years? How long ago did they start doing that?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, when they rebroadcast the show, it means that the ratings the first time were very high,
yeah.
Which means people are interested, so they rebroadcast the same show. I think it was last year,
yeah.
And they showed it again this Sunday. But nevertheless, you told me that you couldn't open a video I just sent you.
Yes,
and this
true.
Show is about the power of the mind. But I sent you a little clip of a mosque, and at a certain time in the day, I think it's four or five times a day, there is a prayer, a call to prayer, which is called a mu'azzin, where a Muslim, probably somebody who has a good, deep voice, does a call for prayer. In the olden days, they used to go climb up on the, you know, on the steeple,
the tower.
Of the minaret.
Yeah.
It's called a minaret. And there were no microphones, you know, 100 years ago or 150 years ago. So they kind of used to shout it out and pray out loud. But today you have huge loudspeakers, so you can hear these prayers. I actually like them. I live in Old Jaffa, and there are quite a few mosques spread around. And whenever the call for prayer comes up, you know, as long as you're not right under it, because that can blow your ears off. But if you're kind of, let's say, a quarter of a mile away from it, it's very, very beautiful. So I filmed that and I sent that to you. And, you know, the power of prayer is immense. Power of prayer, the Jewish prayer, the Muslim prayer, the Christian prayer, the Buddhist prayer. I'm a great believer in the power of prayer. And a lot of people who actually are believers, and let's say they're ill, they're not feeling well, the power of prayer can cure sometimes. Lots of doctors will tell you that it's a placebo effect, but it doesn't matter what it is.
If you know what the problem is, Uri? Here's
yeah.
the problem. With doctors and lawyers and people who have a certain bracket around life and their understanding, they understand and know one thing, and they don't want to, or they're not comfortable expanding their mind. So when things this weekend, this is what I really wanted to get your thought on. The Hawking's Institute, which was developed by Stephen Hawking, and have long said that, you know, the Earth can't sustain itself and the universe will blow up and it'll go away. There is a collaborative work being done by NASA and these people at this institute, which has not necessarily proven, but suggests strongly that before the universe that we now have, which may have started with a Big Bang 19 billion years ago, there was another universe that was just like this one, and before that there was another universe. How do we even wrap our minds around thinking in those terms when we seem to spend a lot of our time thinking about the mundane sides of life? I mean, think about the fact, using your mind, that can you even do that?
Well, you know, Doug, although I always say that our brains, our minds are the most powerful computers in the universe, but there's something that is called infinity. You know, the figure eight lying down, that's the symbol, a universal symbol of no end. And when you can't even fathom what no end means, you cannot understand infinity. Infinity means that there is no end to inner space, even in inner space, and there is no end to outer space. And when I say inner space, for instance, when you write with a pencil and you look at the tip of the lead, you know, the lead object that writes on the paper, just imagine that inside there is no end of universes. You can travel into inner space and it'll never end. And exactly the same with our cosmos and universe, there's no end. So yeah, you're right. It's very difficult even for our minds to comprehend, understand, and bewilder about what is no end. This is why I'm such a huge believer in other universes and parallel universes. I'm a huge believer in life after death. Energy cannot be destroyed. Therefore, life continues. So I believe that we will enter those realms of infinity when we pass over to the other side. And that's where my mind is at. I can't, you know, don't explain, don't complain.
Yeah, don't explain, don't complain. That's a good motto to have, actually. It is so different. We try to, because maybe that's the ego. We want to know, because everything revolves around us. One wonders why God gave us whatever that power is that's greater than we are, the whole notion of ego. You ever think about that?
Yes, of course. I think that we as human beings and animals, it is buried in our chromosome system, in our DNA, our characters, our personalities, our own auras, our energies. And that, you know, that's kind of has strung with ego. But hey, in the bigger picture, Doug, let us all open our minds and believe and maybe pray. And if you don't believe in the power of prayer, then meditate. Look at it that way. Meditate, send your mind out into outer space, bring back positive information, and your life will get better and better.
Yep. All right. Words of wisdom from Uri Geller. His website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, here on Your Hidden Power. I think the current Your Hidden Power Show podcast focuses on a conversation that I had with psychic Vincent Jenna, who explains to all of us how to overcome false self-lies. He found himself blessed with a keen psychiatric and mediumship ability when he was a kid. That came with a lot of responsibility, and he realized that quickly. Every time he works with a client, he doesn't forget that he holds their souls in his hands while he's working with them. He's a practiced hospice clinical social worker and explains those experiences in the current podcast, having worked with about 500 patients to transition from life to death. And so it's a really very interesting focus on the falsities of life, if you will. Uri Geller on the current podcast talking about how we can change the negative forces in the universe for the betterment of our planet. Our psychic scout Mary O'Malley answers my question, do spirits attend their own funerals? And Maria Francesca Trilogy explains the number 8. All of those in the current podcast of Your Hidden Power. We continue with the aforementioned Mary O'Malley right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. You know your child can see the teacher, but what if he can't hear the instructor?
Hearing loss on school performance is quite impactful.
Audiologist Dr. Kelly Conroy says it's especially true in kindergarten and elementary school-aged kids.
That's when they're really learning a lot of their language and speech skills. They're also learning to get along socially with other children.
Dr. Conroy says hearing loss in children can result in a variety of ways, but noise is a big culprit.
Major issues we're seeing right now are children that have listened to MP3 players or iPods very loudly for long periods of time.
Infection or other problems in the middle ear can lead to hearing loss, and hearing problems can run in families. Dr. Conroy says a hearing check should be a standard part of your students' back-to-school routine because earlier detection can lead to earlier intervention.
Help them to be as successful as they can in a situation where there is some issues with hearing.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
We work hard at being healthier.
And what we really need is better quality sleep.
The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
All right, time for us to expand our minds even further. Happy to have with us Psychic Scout Mary O'Malley. Find her website, psychicscout.com. A lot of people go to her. I've used the term today, Mary, mind stretching. Trying to get, I don't know if you heard the lady was on with us earlier on, and then subsequently I was talking about with Stephen Hawking's, or Hawking's Institute, the broadness of our reality, and yet our lack of comprehensive ability, and especially where we are dumbing down in America anyway, everybody's becoming dumber as far as I'm concerned, whatever that term means, dumbing down, just not as smart, not as aware. And so one wonders if that gets in the way of efforts for people to use folks like you, because you do have to stretch your mind in order to get out of the five realms of things that we can physically touch, seeing, hearing, speaking, touching, that sort of thing. So do you find that that gets in the way, people not wanting to stretch their minds as much now as maybe they used to?
Yes and no. I do feel that a lot of people are trying to get back to or examine or get to know that part of themselves. You know, we have so many things that distract us these days. We don't have quiet time. You know, we've always got something going on. So that makes it hard. But, you know, the people that are calling me are, you know, looking for that stretching of the mind, so to speak, that tuning into that other sense of, you know, being connected to the universe or God or however you put it. But, yeah, it seems like they're either really looking for it or they're completely shut down and intend to stay shut down. You know, they're...
Well, it's easier, isn't it? You don't have the challenges of expanding your mind, adjusting to the world that you may not know, thinking about even the concept of, if I use the biggest example, what I just said about the mind trying to envision a universe that has no beginning and no end, but yet it came about 19 some odd billion years ago using our measurement, and then before that there was another universe, and the one before that, it just has always been and apparently will always be. That's something brand new and almost impossible for us to deal with, because we think of everything as finite, so the beginning, the middle, and the end, right?
Right. Well, yeah, because it looks as though, being human beings, that our experience of life is finite. So it's not like we're here for hundreds of years and have plenty of time to meditate on this. But it really doesn't take much. It only takes the intention and a little bit of quiet time, you know, to get into contact with that.
So how do you teach people to do that? Is it meditation? You're a psychic. So do you put people, into not trance, but you hypnotize people from time to time. You did it with me. So what does that do for our minds?
It does expand. It gets rid of the distractions, and it puts you into a place where your awareness expands. It's like with hypnosis, the person being hypnotized looks like they're asleep, but they're actually hyper aware for the first time. They're aware of more things, of different things, of information that they have access to that they're generally not aware of.
You know, one of the things that I think my biggest problem is being in denial. Even though I embrace all this stuff, I want to believe it, I still think that sometimes I'm affected by other things in my life that have had more power over my mind than these have, thus being in denial. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you know, we're here as human beings, and I think, you know, human beings just are all battling that. The just trying to stay in the ego, so to speak, like you were talking about. Especially nowadays, I don't think it was always that way. So hopefully we're all expanding and getting a sense of that.
Mary O'Malley, PsychicScout.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now on Your Hidden Power, the focus on, we're continuing the mind-stretching thing. Our favorite astrologer, I say ours, I should say, I'll personalize it, mine. Maria Francesca Trilogy, whose email address is astrologer4yourlife@gmail.com. Anybody who doesn't get that and wants to get it, we probably ought to post it someplace, actually. We ought to post how to get with all these. But you know what, Karen? That's actually a pretty good idea. We should put on the website how people can reach all of these folks, especially Maria and Mary O'Malley for readings and help and that sort of thing. Because this is a very great, it's an honor to have these people here and a great opportunity for you to tap into the mind of somebody like Maria who, in terms of astrological understanding, gets questions from people all the time. You're going to do a seminar later this month too, right? What are you teaching in the seminar?
Yes, I'm going to do a basic astrology workshop. It's going to be all day.
Yeah.
And hopefully people will be able to get their own charts, and or if they already have them, bring them, and we will go through the basics that at least people should know those things about themselves astrologically so they mm-hmm. can have that understanding of the influence.
People
and I'm always excited about those.
Yeah, people are always asking you questions. Who will I marry? What job should I take? How's my health? You try to answer questions for people. Can you do it just in general, or do they have to be specific questions? Ask me, a lot of people who practice as you do, say, give me a specific question, and I'll give you a specific answer. Don't give me the general stuff, because it doesn't work. You agree with that principle?
Well, what do you mean by the, you mean if...
Don't ask me general questions like, how's my health?
Yes.
That doesn't go anywhere, and it's a waste of time, right?
Right. Well, how's my health? Well, you're going to have to tell me a little bit about yourself, and then I'm going to want to look at your astrological birth chart, because there is a specific area called the sixth house, or, you know, in the circle, there's 12, like, pie-shaped, right, areas.
Yes.
And house number six, or area number six, governs our health. So depending on what sign is there, what sign rules that area, or if you have any activity going on in there, will be very indicative and important. And I love to be able to explain to people what kind of a health picture I would recommend for them based on that.
Right. What do you do to protect or save your health based on the information you get? Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So let me just back up for a moment. The moon this week is very important. You always are, obviously because of astrology, looking toward the heavens. What do you see when you look at this week's moon? Is there a general feeling for everybody now that we're out of Mercury being retrograde? What's the new moon? What's this full moon represent?
Yes, the full moon is actually peaked yesterday, and then the effects of it would be yesterday, today, and somewhat into this week. And this full moon in Pisces, which is a water sign, really has to do with our redirecting our emotional response to situations in our life that have been somewhat troublesome, so that we can reassess their value, how we are reacting to those situations, and what we can do to change it.
Mm-hmm. And that sounds very abstract.
It sounds abstract because when we think of energy, we have to really pay more attention to our emotional response to things. And, you know, we all respond emotionally most of the time.
Well, that's the ego we were talking about earlier with the other lady. It's all about your responses are based on your own ego, aren't they?
Yes.
It's all ego. So leave your ego at the door. Maybe that's the first thing to learn from with all these sensitive people that are around us. Maria Trilogy, whose email is astrologerforyourlife@gmail.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.